From the 100 Things Eames Is No Longer Allowed to Do While Working for Cobb, by Unvarnished Tale and Immoral Crow, read by Kinsu Ame. Number 42. Take That Hat Off. Eames rolled into their warehouse HQ that morning, looking distinctly the worse for wear. Everyone pretended not to stare as he slumped into the empty chair next to Arthur's. Somehow, the chair next to Arthur's was always Eames's. It was a thing, and while no one could remember how it had started, they likewise didn't question it. Eames sat next to Arthur because that's the way the world worked. He fell to dress with his usual panache, apparently deciding instead to come to work as 1995, complete with jeans, Doc Marten boots, and a Flaming Lips t-shirt worn beneath an otherwise perfectly decent button-down. And then there was the hat. Eames's hat was knitted in stripes of pink and purple, with ear flaps designed to tie under his chin, although he'd left the cords loose so that the pom-poms at the ends swung each time he moved his head. It was the crocheted cat ears on top of the hat that Arthur couldn't stop staring at, though. For almost an hour, the briefing continued as though all of this were perfectly normal. It was Ariadne who cracked. "So, Eames," she said, sidling over and perching on the edge of the desk to Eames's left. "Rough night, huh?" "I admit nothing." "Not even if I bribe you with coffee? You look like you need it." "If you even had a shred of human decency, my dear, you'd bring me coffee anyway." "You're lucky I'm feeling merciful this morning," she said, and gave one of the cat ears a flick before going to make Eames a drink. Eames drank most of the coffee in silence, while Ariadne stared at him. Arthur scribbled in his notebook and pretended not to care at all what Eames had been up to the night before, because he didn't care, obviously, except that it was incredibly unprofessional conduct and he did not approve. "Pitiless harpy," Eames muttered. "Hey, I made you coffee, now spill!" "Nothing to tell, really." "Oh, come on!" "You have to at least tell us the story of the hat," Yusuf chimed in from across the room. "And now you're ganging up on me! Charming! Fine, if you must know, I have been brutally rebuffed by the love of my life, so in the time-honored tradition, I went out on a lash." "And came home with that hat?" Ariadne tweaked one of the ears again. Arthur blushed and focused with frowning intensity on what Cobb was writing on the board about the Mark's stepdaughter slash mistress. Honestly, some people. "This magnificent hat and a traffic cone, but no one to provide solace for my poor broken heart. More's the pity," Eames said mournfully, drinking the last of his coffee. He sighed dramatically.
"Well, I think it was stupid and irresponsible," Arthur said. "We're here to work, Eames, in case you've forgotten."
"The heart wants what it wants, Arthur," Eames said mildly, which earned him an "aw, sweetie" from Ariadne.
"I doubt your heart had much to do with last night," Arthur snapped.
"And what's that supposed to mean?"
"Just that if this person means so much to you, if you love them so much, I don't think you'd be out trying to hook up right after they knocked you back, that's all."
"Why, Arthur, are you jealous?" Yusuf asked with a smirk.
"What? No, I'm not. Why would you even think that? Like I give a shit who Eames is involved with, as long as it doesn't affect the job. It's not as if I want to, because I don't."
"I actually just meant you were jealous that Eames had a social life," Yusuf said, leaning forward and peering at Arthur. "But this is very interesting."
"Shut up, Yusuf," Arthur replied.
"I fear I'm madly, wrenchingly in love, Arthur," Eames said, "but the object of my deep and sincere affections has made it very clear there's no future for us. Forgive me for wanting a night's entertainment to take my mind off things."
"Well, what if they're having second thoughts?" Arthur demanded before he could stop himself.
Yusuf and Ariadne both turned towards him like sharks that had scented blood in the water.
"Well, I've seen no indication that they have," Eames replied, fidgeting with the pom-poms on that stupid fucking hat.
Ariadne and Yusuf continued to stare expectantly at Arthur. Cobb, finally seeming to realize that they weren't talking about work, turned away from the diagram he'd been drawing on the whiteboard and raised an eyebrow at Arthur.
"Well, maybe you should talk to them about it again. In private."
Arthur snapped his notebook shut and stalked off to make himself a cup of coffee. Awkward silence reigned, broken only by Yusuf handing a few crumpled banknotes to Ariadne. Cobb looked nonplussed.
"Right," he said,
watching as Arthur banged his coffee cup down on the counter with unnecessary violence.
"Let's get back to work, shall we? And Eames."
"Hmm? Take that hat off,"